KQED.
Thousands of cyber experts from all over the world are in San Francisco this week. They're at an annual get-together called the RSA Conference, all about the internet and security. These topics matter more and more to us non-experts, especially as people become the victims of cybercrime. Many of the leading minds at this conference are talking about the underlying causes of that crime. And as KQED's Arthi Shahani reports, one word keeps coming up: outsourcing.
I say outsourcing, and maybe you think threat to American jobs. But here at the Moscone Convention Center, outsourcing means a different kind of threat to our data.
You get what you pay for is something that people do have to acknowledge.
Andy Ellis is chief security officer with Akamai Technologies, which runs servers and builds software for companies around the world.
And certainly if you move it to somewhere that's a lower cost, you know, there's a reason it's lower cost. Sometimes it is, you know, it's cheaper there, so people don't need as much. But sometimes it is because you aren't getting as skilled personnel.
Just like the big manufacturers outsourced, online companies do too, for their websites, mobile apps, accounting. But the risk isn't just a poorly made T-shirt. It's data theft with untold consequences. Now, just about every person in this room is selling a security service. While they disagree on the merits of outsourcing, they agree it's a big security problem. Dwayne Malasaw with the auditing firm Tripwire says outsourcing to cut costs can backfire on consumers.
You provide information to a company and all of a sudden it gets compromised because of a weak link to a third-party contractor. It's your problem. It's not the company's problem.
As everything gets connected on the Internet of Things, the decision to let a third party into a server can spiral out of control.
It is our top story this morning, the theft of payment card information at Target.
Chris Coleman, a security analyst with Looking Glass, says there's a clear trend. Data breaches keep happening because cyber criminals exploit weak, innocent third parties. He just did an audit of about 20 subcontractors that big banks hire, and he's got a breathtaking finding.
100% of third parties showed signs of compromise or indicators of threats.
100%?
100%.
And is that surprising?
No. Our global cyber landscape is a very scary place.
While weak links are everywhere, Coleman saw one that stood out with the foreign servicers. Lots of them use computers that are infected with an old virus. It's curable and not harmful in itself, but it's also a signal for criminals looking to find entry points.
It was more predominantly coming out of networks that were in the foreign markets. I know the UK for sure, India, and Southeast Asia.
John Stewart, chief security officer at Cisco, says where the risk is depends on where you're sitting.
When I go to China, they want to know, well, how are you protecting like our information from the U.S. people that are high risk? How do you wall that garden?
There's lots of distrust about data security everywhere, especially after the NSA revelations. But Stewart notes the U.S. is better at building trust in one key respect. We have laws that require companies to tell police when there's a data breach. He remembers being on a panel in another country, and some guy said all the data theft is coming from the USA. Stewart pushed back.
Well, does this country have mandatory disclosure law? And it was no. And I said, well, then how do you know that we're the only ones creating the problems? We're the only ones that are transparently telling you that we created the problems.
Stewart says if everyone shared details on data breaches, the way they shared the data itself, cyberspace would be a lot less scary. For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani.